Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, and welcome to the Oscar Villegas Psychic Spirit Connections. Welcome wherever you are. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hello, friends. This beautiful song was played as a tribute to Robin Gibbs, who passed to the higher life very recently. Beautiful song. Absolutely beautiful, and I love it very much. Just before we go any further up anywhere, please, just like to, for those that perhaps they like to call from the USA, with the chance to have a reading tonight, the numbers to call are 760-283-4611. If you are calling from outside the USA, this number is 001-760-283-4611. Just a few notices here for you guys. Especially for those people in Wales, which we're having such a lovely response from the people over there. Saturday, 2nd of June, is a special evening of clairvoyancy at the Neighbourhood Learning Centre in Folyview Point, DePaul, Wales. This is the first time when myself, Oscar Villegas, and Mike Davis and Nick Humphrey, we will get together for this special night, a special psychic night, a special night. And so please, if you like to have the company with us in the night, you can buy the tickets from us. If you just go to my website, and my website and the event is a page for the tickets, and you can pay through PayPal. You can also buy the tickets, if you like, from Mike Davis or Nick Humphrey. All these two guys, they will have their tickets available for you as well. So don't miss out and book in, or just come in on the night time, and hopefully there will be some tickets available for you in the night time. So that is Saturday, 2nd of June. I'm really, really looking forward to this one, guys, because I know that we're going to have such a fantastic night. Also, guys, I'm available from... If anybody, any one of you, like to be want to know more about myself, like to follow me, you can follow me through Facebook. And Facebook, is my website is www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. And there's a lot of information where I do, where I'm going. So it's the kind of way that you guys, if you like to want to like to know more about it, then please just go to my Facebook and you'll be able to follow me around. Yes, a lot of people said to me, do you do sky readings? Yes, I do. I'm available for sky readings. So there's a button there also. So just go to my website and you should be able to get all the information for how to contact me. And you just call me, and I will call you back, and we'll arrange the day for you. This is one night that also I'm looking forward to it, because this is a big night. Big night because it's a charity night, and all the money, whatever, doesn't matter how many or how much or how little money we're going to make in the night, that is going to go for the Julius House in Dorset, for the people in Bournemouth. It's a charity psychic night for the AIDS or the Julius House. As you know, guys, this is a people, they are not funded by the government. All the funds they get is down by the charity, the donation, the people, they do all the good deeds, really, shall I say, for these children. Most of these children, they never will reach the age of 18. By the age 18, most of them, unfortunately, they will go to the high life. I would say unfortunately because, you know, when you have somebody that you love so much and see them going, as you sometimes people say, before the time. But what's the right time, I ask, because nobody knows what's the right time, what's the right time or whatever. Anyway, so this one is on the Sunday, the 10th of June, okay? So please keep that into your diaries for the people in Dorset. And this is also another night, for the first time I will be joined by two local mediums who are very good friends of mine. This one is Greg Smith and Sandy Cott. The evening will be held at the Hamworth Club, Magna Road, Wimborne, Dorset, and tickets are £7.50. There will be some raffles during the evening with prices that will be donated by the local business people, and also some of the local friends of mine, therapists, mediums, quite a few mediums, they have donated private readings, Indian massage, and quite a few of those lovely prizes. So there's gonna be lovely scenes to go into the raffle. So I'm looking forward, guys, to see you in there that night, okay? So please don't forget, that is on Sunday the 10th. So if you like to have a really fantastic night, come and support this beautiful charity for the AIDS or the Julius House in Dorset. Okay, so I hope to see you guys there. Then, so please come in and give us your donations as well, because as you know, as I said, it's all charity. Don't forget that you can always find me in www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. That's the places where you can find me, okay? Now, this is one that I really like to pass on to you as well, because this one is for the people in Somerset, even Wales and Bristol, all that area, Bath and all that. I have done this venue before many, many times, and we get very good response from the people in that area. This one is in the Assembly Rooms in Glastonbury. in Somerset. This is Saturday, 16th of June. Psyche Night at the Assembly Rooms in Glastonbury, Somerset. The tickets are £10. And this one can be purchased from my website, www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. I'm from PayPal, of course. Or you can buy directly from the Assembly Rooms. The person to talk to is Roger Dregs. He'll be very, very happy to talk to you about it, and he'll be there ready to sell you a ticket. So once again, I'm available. Yeah, because I say this because I get a lot of people asking, and I keep saying it. So well, I say one more. I am available for Skype readings. Call me on Skype using the button on my website to arrange a time and date. Simple as that, my friend. As simple as that, and we'll be able to arrange a day for you. Now, this one is for Belfast, Ireland. To all my friends in Ireland, on the 30th of June, I will be returning to Belfast to work alongside the lovely, lovely Claire Sirrett. Claire is a very gifted medium, as many of you know. You know about her. She works all over the country, as well internationally. She worked all over us. I know that she just got back not long ago from Canada, and she had a fantastic time in there. And this is one lady that she works from the heart, and I'm really looking forward to work with her. I will be holding a workshop on Saturday the 30th on the date. And in the night time, I is the demonstration of mediumship with Claire. In the evening, it's at the Emerald Roadhouse, Finnegan Road, North Belfast. So if you want to know more about the information, please just get hold to the Naughty Spirit or Claire Sirrett herself, and that you can find all this information in Facebook. She is on Facebook, she is on a website, she's a very well-known lady, and I'm really looking forward to work with her. Most of all, also, she will be joining me here on my radio show on June the 13th. June the 13th, Claire Sirrett will be joining me. So if you guys like to have the opportunity to listen to this lovely lady, just call in and you'll be able to I promise you, you will have a lovely message from this lady. The most beautiful about this lady, as I say to her always, she has the most amazing Irish accent. Her accent is so lovely there. I always say to her, Claire, you got the most beautiful accent. So I know that you guys, on the 13th of June, you will look forward to having my radio show. And I hope, really sincerely hope, that you also made those phone calls. They're going to give you the opportunity to join to...
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me. Come away where they with their lies. And I want to walk with you on a cloudy day in fields where the yellow grass grows knee high. So won't you try to come away with me, and we'll kiss on a mountain top. Come away with me, and I'll never stop loving you.
Do apologize for the inconvenience with the Skype issues, but I'd like to thank my producer because kept everybody, I suppose, with the music going. Beautiful tunes. So I thank you for my producer for the help with the music. No more time. We can. I know that we lost a little bit of time, but there's always a reason for everything. So perhaps the person I was going to go first is still there. So I'd like to go to James, if he's still there. James, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
So sorry, man. So sorry that we got cut off the way we did.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's
okay.
Fine.
That's good. Whereabouts are you, my friend?
I am from Miami, Florida.
Florida, fantastic place. And a beautiful area to be on. Okay, James, you've been very patient, so I'd like to say thank you very much for being so patient. And you know there's always a reason for everything. Perhaps the souls that went before there, and perhaps they make sense to you. I believe that maybe one of those songs they were playing, there would be a kind of message, indirectly a message for you. Do you understand this?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Now, my friend, as I join here, before I go through you, I just like to very quick tell you, not just for you, but for all the listeners, because as you know, my friend, I work very strongly with the numbers. So the numbers are one of those things that I use very strongly. So, for instance, if I need time, I was to say, I know I'm going to go high, but if I was to say number 21 could mean anything like a I also reverse numbers, so it could be 21, or it could be number 12, or it could be number 3. One of those numbers sometimes make connections with what it is, because as you know, we live our lives with times and numbers. Okay, so
absolutely.
I like to start with you here with the number 21. Can you take the number 21, please?
Yes.
Thank you very much, because you know it's quite high number, because I just thought. It was given to me as a number 21. So I thought, that's high. So the person who's helping me said, give it up. I got a lady who's coming very close to me at this moment. Now, this lady comes to you with a lot of respect. Shall I say a lot of respect? Because the way she allows me to feel is like you have gained, you have earned it, and you deserve respect. Respect is one of the things that perhaps a lot of people don't these days, and they don't have for people. But I do believe that you are one of those persons that very much respect the humans as well as animals and the animal kingdom and the Mother Earth. Do you understand this, my friend?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you. I got a lady, as I said, that she's coming here with a love. I want to go with a link with your mother. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
She's coming here very strongly, and she has given me that number 21. But then again, she's given the number 8. The number 8 she gave me now is, I'm not going to go for the number 8, as an 8 children, but I want to go for the month of August. What's the month of August for you, my friend?
The number August to me, I can't think of it.
Right.
I'm 27.
You are 20. Sorry. Okay. Fine. But what I like to bring is, because I feel very much, I would like to bring you this connection with your mother. Now, she's given me 3 as well, so I don't know. You could be one of the 3 children, so you have 3 children yourself. Or it's the month of March. You understand, please?
Yes, I understand that part, yes.
Thank you very much. Because I do, you know, when I said to him that you respect and you deserve respect, because I don't know if you work with the community or you work for the community or you involved with help in the community. What is it you do, one of those?
I'm a life coach.
Oh, you like coach. That's good. That's good, because that's a community. That's what she allowed me to feel, that, you know, you work with the community and you work with the community. So it is pretty good, because I do feel very much that's what she wants to acknowledge. But apart from your job, I see them. You're holding on to a lot of books at the moment. So the books you're holding on to it, I don't know if you're studying into something, but I do see a quite deep books, but it's all to do also with the science. You understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know that you hold a lot of knowledge in yourself. It's a lot of knowledge that you're holding. Now, who is Bob? Robert? Who is Robert, please?
The only Robert that I can think of is a friend from school, from high school.
Okay. And but this person is gone? Is passed to the higher lives?
Oh, no. This person is still with us.
Still with us. Okay. Now, As I acknowledge this person here, I also want to acknowledge a person who comes here very close to him as well. But I do want to acknowledge a male figure. Now, a male figure to him, but I feel more like a brother to him. So I don't know if you know that sometimes we receive the messages. Sometimes the messages are not necessary for us, but those around us. But I do feel it's a brother to him that's coming very close to him. So I don't know if your friend would have lost a brother or somebody very, very close to him as a brother. Do you understand this?
I think so.
Okay. So it's a kind of way that I just like to pass on this message. Not me, but yes, I like to pass on this message to you for you to pass on to his loved one, okay?
Okay.
Now, it's one thing about you, my friend, that I like to say, because at the moment what I see around you or in front of you is an open field. A big, big open field. But this open field, they take you, basically, is the road you have chosen. You've chosen to move on in life. But I said to move on in life because I know that at the moment I can actually see you moving on, but not just in your job, but also moving on with your life. So I hear the ringing bells. So there might be some, I don't know if it's with you, but I do hear the ringing bells. Now, ringing bells, it could be to me 2 things. Either a marriage, a wedding around you, or with you yourself, or it's a celebration from somebody just joined the family. Do you understand this?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's fantastic. You know, you are one of those persons that I really like to say, you got such a lovely charisma, the charisma that you're holding on to you. Now, I've got a gentleman standing by your side at the moment, but you might say, ooh, I got to check on this. But please do, because I have a gentleman who allowed me to feel, please remember, they are connected with us, they're already gone as well, those that are still here. But I see the gentleman dressed up as a priest, a priest from the church. Who is the priest in the family? Who is the priest?
Well, I am a minister. My father's a minister.
Okay. Wow. Well done. Well done, because it's more water, isn't it? You know, yeah. because I see is knowledge. So you are a very studied person. You are a very intelligent. I'm not here just to give you credit if you're not, but I like to give the credit because that is exactly who you are. You are a minister yourself, and for that, well done to you, my friend, because there was one time in your life, but I want to take you back perhaps to the age of 15, between 15 and 17, when something did happen to you. Something happened around 15 to 17 years old when you were that age. Something did you almost wear a name? I don't know, but I see you like a, 1 minute you were here, and the next minute you're not, and the next minute I see you back. You understand this?
Absolutely, yeah.
And, you know, it's one of those persons that you were born. I feel that you were born with the right to be in this world, shall I say. Now, the number 11 also has been given to me. The number 11, I know it's not 11 children, but I want to go either for number 11, which is the month of November, or 1 in 1, which is the month of February. Which one is the one for you?
I believe the number 11, and as well as the number November.
You listen to the number 11 as well. Fantastic. You know what? It's the kind of way I said to you that the line went down for a little while, and you hold on to that call because you knew that you were going to get a call, you were going to receive the message today. Yeah?
Absolutely.
Right, my friend. Another thing I don't want to say sympathize, but somehow I need to acknowledge the crossing from I believe it's from a loved one, from a member of the family, which just crossed into the past. I don't know if it's 3 days, 3 months, or 3 years, but I feel the number 3 with this person. But I feel this person just gone, basically, I feel it very, very close. It's still very much, it's kind of where I feel the body almost is still warm. Do you understand this?
Okay.
Can you take what I just said?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because it's not that I want to say sympathy, but it's kind of what they said. This person just like to say to you guys, he is okay, and that person is fine and doing well. However, I just like to say hello to all my family, he said. I want to say hello to the family. And I like to wish you a very, very happy life. But most of all, I like to wish a very happy anniversary. Who is anniversary today? It's an anniversary. If it's not today, yesterday or tomorrow, it's an anniversary. I feel like it's an anniversary right now. Okay? So they acknowledge, and your loved ones from the other side acknowledging this. Now, you lost a child yourself?
No, I haven't lost a child yet.
Who lost a child? No, as a child, I said, this child never touched earth. So this child, it was like came in and went back. So it's somebody in the family.
Yes.
You understand this, please?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Because
yes.
I just like to bring this lovely child to you, okay? Do you know what the child was?
It was my girlfriend's sister.
Right, that's okay. I just like to say to you, this child is still very much with you guys, okay?
Okay.
All right? Okay, my friend. With this, I'd like to say to you, if you'd like to retrieve this call, this message, you can go, you just go to www.mikespiritfm, and from there, you'll be able to retrieve the call. You can also follow me or send me a message or become a friend with me. If you just go to my website, www.oscar-clairvoyant.com, and there is a button for Facebook, press the button, we become friends, just like that. Okay?
Thank you.
My friend, you take care and God bless. And
God bless.
I wish you a very, very happy life. Thank you very much,
thank
my friend.
You,
thank you. Thank you. Bye. Now I'm moving on to my next caller, and I believe we go Lauren. Lauren, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good, I'm good. And yourself?
Good, thank you.
Okay. As well, I'd like to say to you guys, to all of you as well, thank you for the patience, because we lost the contact for a little while, but we're back in business, okay? Now, Debbie, sorry, Lauren, I just very quick like to say to you one thing. Before, I know that you got a specific question for me, but I don't really, mediums work different ways, and the way I feel is perhaps during the reading, you will have the question that you're hoping for, not the one you're hoping for, but the one is being given to you. So at the end of the connection, perhaps you don't have any questions, okay?
Now, okay.
I got it to give you the number 6 I've been passed on to you here. I want to give you the number 6, so I don't know if it's 6 children or the month of June itself. Do you understand, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, with this, I also like to bring a set of twins, okay? Now, where are the twins? Twins, uh-huh. Where are the twins?
Oh, boy, I'm not sure.
Right.
Twins, I don't know. I've been asked that before, but I'm not really sure. I do have children that are very close in age. I'm not really sure what that connection is, though.
And you haven't
are
lost
they, it. Do you know, can you see if they're boys or girls?
The twins are looking here. It's one of each.
One of each, okay.
Does that make sense to you to what you've been told before?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure.
Right, because I like
what
to bring
that might
this.
Be.
Okay, that's okay, because this is I want to bring you this set of twins, okay? Now,
okay.
I also want to bring to you the initial M. The initial M. Who has the initial M, please?
The initial M. I'm not 100% sure.
Right. Who is Margaret?
Male or female?
Female. Who is Margaret? Margaret. Yeah.
Margaret. I have an aunt whose real name is Margaret, but we call her Peggy, so it didn't hit me right away.
Right. That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, her real name is Margaret.
She's still with us, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's the lady I want to Margaret, as you said, Peggy. Okay. If everybody knows under the name of Peggy, that's okay. But the real name I want to acknowledge is Margaret, because I feel that this Margaret's sister from your mother's side?
Yes.
Okay. Because I do feel very much it's a mother link coming here to you guys, okay? Now, it's Margaret's mother, so that'd be your grandmother, is that right?
She would be my grandmother's daughter.
Okay, that's right. Because she's coming here very, very close to you. The mother coming here very close to acknowledge. I don't know. There might be some reason why at the moment she's acknowledging Margaret. But the reason why is because I do feel there is a need of help. A need for healing.
That would make sense.
Okay, because that's what she's saying to me. Please tell her to, we need to send, they send the healing, but they also said that they need the family to get together to send healing. Now, healing can be given so many ways, as you know, but I do feel very much is also the presence of the family, it will make a big difference with her today. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the initial S has been given to me at the moment. Who has the initial S, please?
The S stands for all my last names.
Okay. Stevens, what is it?
That would come in strong for both my married last name and my maiden last name.
A middle name, because I've been passed on to you here. Now, I got a lady who's coming here very close to me, and she allowed me to feel like a link, as a mother link. You understand this, please? Mother.
Oh, could it be Sarah?
Okay. Pasadas con?
Sarah, with an S, mm-hmm. Sarah?
Yeah, uh-huh.
That would be my Nana.
In the spirit.
Yes, yeah, she's passed.
Yeah, yeah. Because she's coming here with a very strong link here for you, okay? Now, what she sent to me is, she likes to, you know the song they are playing at the beginning? I like to send a message to you. Can you remember that?
In the beginning?
Yes.
Have to rewind the tape and listen back.
Okay, so if you do that, you'll be able to listen to me again, okay?
Okay.
No. The song, it was like, I got a message, I got to bring a message to you. That's from the Bee Gees, Robin. Okay? Now,
okay.
The message she wants to bring to you is, it's one thing she likes to bring to you, and she likes to wish you, she brings you happiness, because I do feel that she's saying that at the moment, you're going through a little bit of, not a change your life, as an age, by a change your life. So I don't know if you're going through a difficult status, marriage status. Do you understand this?
Yes. Well, my father passed away in February.
Right. Okay.
So because that's been a big life change. I would say that's a
life change. And that's the number two is I wanted to give. So it's a big life change, because it's a kind of way that I do feel that the change, the life changing is not just for you as well, but it's also for the whole family. But that's
yeah.
why she's giving, that's what she wants to say. I want to bring the message to you, okay?
Okay.
Now, that's the message basically from your father. Now, for the gentleman who coming here to me at the moment, the gentleman I feel coming here to me is, I would say I'm 5'5", I would say. But I want to get with this gentleman. I'm looking about 5'8", 5'7", 5'8", do you understand? With your dad?
He would probably be a little bit shorter than that.
Right.
But I have, I have a grandfather who has passed also.
Mm-hmm. Now, who has the initial J?
Yes, J is my father.
Your father,
J is
okay.
For Joseph.
For Joseph.
We call him Joe.
Joe, but his real name is Joseph. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Because as I was going to give you the name, I also had the name, the biblical name, as a Joseph, okay? Not that he was very religious himself, but I do feel very much that when he talks about religion, it's a kind of way he's saying to you guys, please better believe it, there's a life after death. So I don't know if he was a great believer, there was a life after death, but somehow he didn't want to admit it, that inside him there was a soft spot to believe there was a life after death. Do you understand this?
Okay.
Okay. Now, where is the cancer connection here, please? Because I feel very much, well, I feel a lot of problem around my body at the moment. I feel the body very, very weak, but I feel I can sweat, and again, I got a lot of sweat with me. So do you understand this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, your dad, now he's giving the number 5 here, but I don't know if the number 5 is the month he would have, no, I know he went in February, but I don't know if the number 5 is to do with 5 children. So I don't know if you are... 5
children. 5. I'm not 100% sure. Sometimes things come, you know, you try so hard to think, and sometimes things come up after.
Right. Can I just
I have 4 children.
And you lost one?
No, not that I'm aware of. But, my mom. My mom would have had 5 children.
Okay.
My parents have 4 children, and they would have had one, and she lost one. Yes.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's what I want to acknowledge. The 4 children here and the lost one, okay? But nevertheless, just to let you know that your daddy is fine. I'm not going to say he's enjoying not being with from you guys. No, but he's happy in his new life. But I do feel with him also. I don't know why do I feel this, but I don't know. Did he have a stroke as well? And a stroke.
My father died of cancer, and
yeah.
It his death was probably caused from, you know, a heart attack. But he did have cancer. He was dying of cancer, and I guess in the end it took his heart failure.
Yeah, because I did have the cancer connection with him from the beginning, but they also I feel like the movement of his body would be very slow to the end, of course, caused by the problem that he had. Now, nevertheless, he acknowledged me the second month of the year, which was the month of February, but he gave me also again the number 5. Now, the number 5 could be anything to me, like I don't know if he would have gone because he chose. The way he chose me is like 5, but going towards the night time.
Oh, I understand that now. He was diagnosed with cancer, and he died in 5 months.
5 months, okay.
Yes,
that's fine.
It was very quick. He found it in like stage 4 cancer, and it was a big surprise.
One thing he liked to say to you guys, because I know that we celebrate here, Christmas is a big thing for us, but what he said, I know for you guys over there, Thanksgiving is very special. Is that right?
Yes.
He allowed me to feel what he wants to see. He showed me a table, a big banquet with a lot of food. So I don't know if all the family get together that day, but I can see what he's doing is showing me the big banquet, massive table with a lot of food. What he said what he's trying to say to you guys is, I don't know when it's really Thanksgiving is, but what he's saying to you is, life doesn't have to change just because he's not there. He will be with you guys, perhaps not in the spirit and not in the physical, but spiritual, he'll be with you guys always. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Darling, I got to move on because I got somebody else waiting for me.
Okay.
But one thing I'd like to say to you is, if you like to retrieve this call, this message, please just go to www.mikespiritfm, and from there, you'll be able to retrieve your message, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's a great pleasure, my darling. You take care and God bless. Thank you very much.
God bless. Have a good night.
And you too. Bye-bye now. Bye. Right. I'm moving on very quick as well here because I feel there's so many more than the people that be moving on, and I lost them because the contact. But I'm moving on to my saying goodbye to you, I'd like to say one thing, guys. Sometimes in our lives, our loved ones, when we cross, sometimes we ask a question to ourselves, why me, why me, why me? Well, why not? Perhaps that sounds a little bit harsh. Perhaps that sounds a bit harsh, yes, but we all, one thing is a fact. We all came to this world, and we all have to return one way or another, sooner or later. Nobody is born to be in this world forever. But I'd like to say to you guys, while we're here, while we are in this world, let's make the most of it. Enjoy life in a beautiful ways, in the best way you can do. And one thing I'd like to say to you as well, if you go somebody that you haven't seen for a long time, or perhaps you somebody that you fall out with, that person, be a brother, sister, relative, or just a friend, if you got a chance to tell that person today, if you got a chance to say to that person that you love them, tell them today tomorrow is promised to no one. And don't live in those memories that when you lost a person, you like to say, I wish that person would have lost just another day. And I would have said to the person, how much I could have missed it, or miss her, or how much did I love her, or how much do I really like to be, you know, one more hug, one more kiss, one more smile, one more touch of the physical body. But life touches in many different ways. Please remember, our loved ones are not gone forever. Our loved ones will continue the existence and the spirit. I'd like to say to you, thank you very much for joining me tonight. And I will leave you with another beautiful song. Bye.
Symbol.